Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me today to get the latest on Israel and the Middle East.
It is a pleasure to be here with you, Suzanne. Share with our listeners the latest.
Certainly. Houthis in Yemen once again launched missiles towards Israel. Thankfully, they were intercepted entering Israeli airspace, some sent at 7 a.m. on what should have been a peaceful Shabbat morning. This past week in southern Syria, the IDF forces arrested, thanks to intelligence of other terrorists, a terrorist cell operated by Iran. Down south on the border with Egypt, the IDF foiled two weapon smuggling attempts over the border. In central Israel, in the region of Judea and Samaria, the Shin Bet carried out what is declared as the largest and most complex investigation in the past decade. They dismantled a Hamas network of over 60 operatives who were planning shooting and bombing attacks. During the interrogation, the terrorists provided information that led to additional arrests. In all, 10 terror cells were foiled.
That is great news for the safety of the Israelis. What about in Gaza?
Believe it or not, missiles were launched from Gaza towards a kibbutz, one that was brutally attacked on October 7th. In northern Gaza, the IDF destroyed a 2.5-kilometer terror tunnel, the tunnel where Mohammed Sinwar, the head of Hamas, was killed. They poured into it 250 cubic meters of concrete, so the tunnel is no longer used for terrorist activity against Israel. Also, the IDF destroyed another 3-kilometer Hamas terror tunnel. Another underground threat gone. The IDF continues to carry out the powerful Operation Gideon's Chariots to secure the Gaza Strip, neutralize threats, and maintain dominance over key areas where terrorists operate. Tragically, a 19-year-old IDF soldier fell in the northern Gaza Strip while defending the Jewish homeland against Hamas. A few other soldiers were severely injured.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I do hear that there's a ceasefire with Iran.
Yes. Operation Rising Lion, considered the most complex operation in IDF history, the IDF states that the operation fully achieved its objectives, yielding the following results. Iran's nuclear program significantly damaged, Iran's missile production capabilities severely impaired, and IDF achieved air superiority over Iran. I don't know if our listeners know about the growing underground church movement in Iran, estimated a few million. The Iranian people need a change in regime to see freedom of gospel, women, worship, and speech. Interesting fact. 16 Israeli female pilots were in the air over Iran, the Iranian regime that has spent years oppressing women. Also, after the ceasefire was put in place, around 100 new Jewish immigrants from France, Spain, the UK, and the Netherlands landed in Israel, some of whom will join the IDF. ICEJ sponsored 40 of those immigrants.
Wow, that is very brave of those families to move there in the midst of war.
War is not a deterrent to those who want to return to their ancestral land. They know they will be protected there.
Indeed. Is there anything else to share, Suzanne?
Well, in northern Israel, in Haifa, the home for Holocaust survivors, ICJ is feeding hundreds more survivors, additional to the current 80 residents during these trying times. With the lockdowns a few weeks ago, survivors were going to the home to be fed. Speaking of ICJ in Jerusalem, there are approximately 50 people on staff living and going through this with Israelis. Nights interrupted, stressful time, not enough sleep, exhausted. They stand with the Israeli people who are in unity and completely resolved that this is a necessary war for the security of their children and current and future grandchildren. The Israeli government recently approved the renovation of shelters and places of protections in the amount of 100 million shekels. That's almost 40 million Canadian. To conclude today, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF continue after 630 days to work to defend the home front until all war goals are achieved, including removing Hamas and returning the remaining 53 hostages.
Well then, how do we pray for Israel and the Middle East this week?
I would recommend the following strategic prayer points as our listeners battle in prayer for Israel and the Middle East. Protection over the Jewish people and communities in the nations as anti-Semitism is at an all-time high. The IDF obtained further intel on location of deceased hostages and live ones while interrogating terrorist prisoners. Physical and mental strength of the soldiers, rising of Iranian people calling for regime change within their country. Pray Psalm 47 over Israel that declares, God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they may see a better day for their nation. For according to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.